Hello everyone and welcome back to Spirit School. This is going to be a very short video that is a little bit different, a little bit of a different podcast for you. You may have noticed there has not been spirit messages for a little while, and this is part of my spiritual replenishment process, preserving after such a big intense season of servitude. And so I have been keeping a lot of my stuff in the collective, my membership, as a way of balancing what I give out and what I put in. And so what I wanted to offer you today is, you know, the sound quality might be a little bit off, but I felt really inspired today to go into the Spirit School Collective. I just came back from a 17-day trip to New Zealand with my family, and have a lot of energy, and I'm easing back into the flow of service once more. And so I felt inspired to just go live in my community and just share a little bit of teachings around undercover angel work and this eclipse season. And I pulled a few cards for spirit messages for the collective membership. And so I just feel compelled to share these spirit messages with my loyal podcast listeners, my YouTube watchers, my viewers, of people who like to resonate with my work and the teachings that move through me. And so this episode is just simply an edited version of the spirit messages that I did in my membership today. I have removed names, so it is a little bit edited. And so what you will hear is a few times I read comments of people kind of validating what's coming up for them. Again, to keep confidentiality, I remove the names. So that's how come this is going to be a little bit different than what you were used to with the spirit messages I used to do on the podcast. So I'll keep this quick. I just want to say hi. I mention a reel in the live that you're about to listen to the replay of with the spirit messages, where the next podcast episode is going to be focused on talking about life with a life partner who is not spiritual or spiritually inclined or interested in spirituality in any way. This is a podcast episode that is by a Spirit School listener request. I posted a reel about it yesterday, and it is definitely the most well-performed reel that I have done, which I don't do very many, but this definitely is a topic that you are all interested in. So I will publish a podcast later this week specific to the topic of, you know, living a spiritual life with a non-spiritual partner. It will definitely have a better title than that, but that's essentially going to be what the conversation is about. So if you have any comments on it, you have any questions that you want me to address on this topic, then please hop over to my Instagram at Squamish Medium or in the Spirit School community. You can find the link below and just pose your questions, your reflections, your comments on this topic. And that's the next time you'll see me in Spirit School. So enjoy the spirit messages. I hope something lands for you. Again, apologies in advance that it is edited. Typically, I never edit my podcasts, and I've removed names for confidentiality, and of course the sound quality is going to be a little bit different. And I will see you on the next episode of Spirit
Love Angel Stuff. So I'll leave that there. I'll pull an angel card first because I have it here. So let's see what angel will support us this month and through eclipse season. And you know, I would love to know too, either in the chat or at some posts this month, you know, when did you ever catch a break? Did you ever get to catch a break? Were you gifted something from somebody before? You know, did you feel supported in unexpected ways? And how did your life shift after that, right? And maybe it was just for a season, or maybe it was for until this time. But any stories around that would be incredible. And it also makes me reflect on all the times in my life that people have taken a chance on me or have given me opportunities to show me what I'm capable of. Shut the fuck up. Okay. I just laugh because this has come up for me so much. But of course, we pull Mother Mary, Queen of Angels. Because you don't understand. Like, she came up in a reading for me the other day. And like yesterday, I was working with this deck. I'm like, if I pull the Mother Mary card, I know, like, I'm on the right path. And of course I pulled like some other card, but then I pull like the Mother Mary card right now. And so, you know, this is an opportunity for light workers to be held for a little bit as well. You hold so much space for others. You hold so much space for people who, you know, pay you to hold space for them. You hold space for neighbors. You hold space for partners. You hold space for a lot of people that don't even realize how much space holding you are doing. And this card is a signifier that in the month of April, during this season, you're allowed to be held for once. Held by, they're saying, you know, spirit, of course, and held by the universe and held by others. But this is probably an opportunity for you to even seek out somebody who can hold space for you. And whether that's, you know, exchange, whether that is, you know, a paid session of some kind, it's also, they're making me feel like saying, like, looking at the people who are holding space for you that you may be unaware of at this time as well. You know, I like to think of the collective as a space holding place, like a place where light workers can land, not just to develop, but to like be held by one another, by being seen by one another in ways that you just don't get out there in the rest of the world. And so spirit is actually bringing to my awareness that so many of you are being held and there's not this full receptivity of being held. So there's almost like a two-part to it. It's like that person that's holding you, but then you also have to meet them where they're at and allow yourself to be completely held. It's almost like the story about letting my husband take the lead to alleviate some of that mental pressure. And yeah, divine energy. I mean, can you get more into the feminine divine energy than this card when it comes to Mother Mary? And so allow yourself to be mothered, allow yourself to be mothered by someone else than you. It's not even like reparenting yourself. This isn't about deep inner work. This is about you've done so much work and you're continuing to do the work. Let there be some spiritual repose. Let there be, a time where you can be held, because you hold for so much others. And I think that that's going to be a big theme coming up for you, and just having that realization when somebody is trying to hold space for you. Yeah, there's a lot coming up for me personally with this. I'm launching a new offering next week for summer. That's not going to be evidential mediumship. It's not going to be even psychic or soul sessions. It's a spiritual direction session. It's for people who need to be held in their spirituality, who are going through dark nights or are feeling spiritually lost or want to reconnect to their own divinity. It's going to be a space holding offering. And so, yeah, this is the sign I asked for, actually, that this is what I should be doing next. And so kind of mind blown. I'm grateful to get Mother Mary on this. Your teachings about angels and mediumship touch so many lives. And in turn, think about how many lives those light workers touch in turn. Amazing. And that's how come it was really hard for me, Becky, to lean into teaching rather than mediumship, because I trained to be a medium for so long. I'm here to serve the people who are suffering the most, who have the greatest losses. I'm here to bring evidence that life continues. I'm here to bring philosophy and healing from the other side. These were always my intentions. And when I opened up my kitchen table to the public, the people who showed up were people who wanted to do what I did and the people who wanted to develop themselves. And I remember like, where's the suffering? Where's the need? And it took me about 6 years in this role as a teacher for spirit to say, you're here to build capacity for the spirit world to work through. It took me a while to learn that. So I appreciate you saying that, because you know, there's a quote, we've talked about this before, but there's like this quote that I think is very judgmental in the most negative ways, where it says people who can't do teach. And I hate that saying, because it's like, it's so untrue. And like my situation where it's like, no, it's just the people who kept coming up for me were the people who wanted to learn. And so, yeah. And I feel it's where I make the biggest impact in my spirit work. It's where I feel like I make the most impact. So I could fight it and fight it and fight it, but it's just what it is. Let's see what we got. Scorpio energy, we got transformation. So again, this kind of comes up with that eclipse season. If you have been following a path that is not for your highest and greatest good, no matter how shiny it is, no matter how secure it looks, no matter how, you know, no matter how shiny it is, I keep seeing like a magpie following glitter. You know what I mean? It's like following glitter. It's like you might be following the shiniest thing, but that's not what's going to lead you to the greatest transformation that you're meant to be going through. So do not be surprised if something burns down. Don't be surprised if something gets kind of like pulled away. It's not a punishment. It's, you know, the energetic world trying to put you onto the most aligned track. And, you know, forget what the mind is telling you it needs to do and where it needs to be. Because, you know, this month, this season, this week is going to be one that is going to be bringing you onto a path of transformation. I'm not going to say you are in that transformation and you're coming out of it. I'm thinking that there's going to be a few of you who feel possibly assaulted by the spirit world because you're being guided down something else. And maybe it's something old, is something else too. There's a lot of teachings out there. Stop going backwards. But some of you may resonate with, you know, something else worked a long time ago. Something foundational, something simple, something, that kind of takes you back to where this all started. There's almost like this transformation of realizing like what once was and what worked really well may be coming up again as an opportunity for you. So I wonder if this lands for some of you, but it's definitely unavoidable, the transformation and the transformational path. Thank you for your comments. And yeah, I agree. And, you know, I say this to all my mentees who study under me, who are also teachers, is like, create what you wish you had. And that's always worked well with me in this business. It's always worked well with me. It's not like there's going to be sacrifice moving forward. It's almost like looking again. I don't know why there's this looking back energy, but looking back in the most positive of ways, it's looking at the sacrifices you have already made. And it's also looking at sacrifices others have made for you. It's worth looking into the people that have helped pave the way for you to get to where you are now and how much sacrifice it took to open up those doors and those opportunities. And I'm not even just saying in the spiritual space. I'm talking about workplace. I'm talking about family. I'm talking about all the things here. But people have gifted you opportunities and experiences that have helped you expand and grow. And so there's almost like this honoring that takes place of the ones that have walked before you. And then also looking at the different sacrifices that you have made on your path. You know, I'm about to record a podcast episode, which feels like based off my algorithms and how many people have engaged with my post yesterday about, you know, doing a podcast episode this week on, you know, having a life partner who doesn't believe in what I do and doesn't support spirituality. What a sacrifice he has made to let me just do my thing while staying by my side. Like, that's a big sacrifice. And then it was also a sacrifice for me, you know, being a mom of two babies and like taking a whole day a month away from the family to develop my spirit, my soul, not because I felt a calling, but because I loved it and because I was so interested in it and allowing me, even though it wasn't easy and it wasn't always rainbows and butterflies, it was a sacrifice for my family to let me follow the spiritual curiosity because it fulfilled me and because I loved it. And so this is kind of time to take stock of that sacrifice, but as an observer, not leaning into that martyrdom, right? Because it's not about martyrism. It's about reflection and a beautiful reflection. So that's what this is, right? So yes, honoring those who came before us. I was thinking about that when you were sharing your secret angel story. I need to take that with me through this next week. And can you see how you are paving a path for those who have chosen to follow you and like have you lead them? And so it's like this continuous path and cycle around these sacrifices that we continue to make. Yeah, I believe that. So that's exactly what you're going through right now, Leilani says. So let's get one more card from this on. Okay. I had wanted to put this back, but I'm not going to go put this back because this is a card of mental anguish. This is a card of suffering through thoughts of the mind. Can you drop me an emoji if you are someone who can recognize based off the teachings that have come through today, how some of your suffering and some of your anxieties have come purely through thoughts of the mind? Because one thing that was coming up for me this morning, and I was going to talk about my masterminds tomorrow, was how it is always back to a portal of the heart. You know, I loved reading the Gospel of Mary Magdalene a couple of years ago, and there's some missing pages. There's four missing pages that have been ripped out of her testimony of her gospel. And it was how to access the divine through the portal of the heart. And I really do believe that that is the spiritual quest. That is the spiritual path. It's inwards. It's through the heart. And so this is a card that says it's time to make the mind your bitch. That's my declaration I made this week. And this is a time to get back into resonance with the heart space and letting the heart lead. So this is a card for anyone who has let the mind lead on the spiritual path and giving permission and full permission. See how he's protecting his heart? I just noticed that. He's guarding his heart because he's not letting it in. He's not letting anything out or in of the heart. And that's what happens when you let the mind win. So the only thing we can control is our thoughts and the way we see the world and the way that we think about things. And so this is going to be a spiritual quest for some of you to realize that and recognize when you let the thoughts lead and say, is there an opportunity for my heart to lead? What would love do? You know, asking yourself, what would love do in this moment? What would the heart choose in this moment? And that's really something that is going to be coming to fruition through this month of April. And again, it's going to come around awareness. What I really want you to do, something that's all black border, these are all major life themes that are coming up. We've got Mother Mary here. I'm going to pull one card from Asha Frost. This was Charlotte's favorite deck at the potluck. So I'm going to pull this thinking of Charlotte here. So almost all my struggle is rooted in the inability to let my heart lead my head rather than the other way around. Yeah. And, you know, that's how come I think there's a lot of teachings out there around self-suffering, like the suffering of the self. A lot of struggles that has simple come from thoughts lately very much tracks. I am almost questioning if I know how to let my heart lead. You can. And it's just a remembrance. And, you know, Spirit brought me this teaching a couple years ago. And I wish I had a better way to say it because I don't fully understand it. But the way that they brought it through me is like life is a dance with consciousness of forgetting and remembering, forgetting and remembering. And we are going to be in that cycle forever. And we're always going to be brought back to a remembrance. And that remembrance is the power. That remembrance is life force energy. And we couldn't get that life force energy and that remembrance if we didn't forget every once in a while. So forgetting is spiritual. It is part of the path. Because we wouldn't get that experience of remembrance if we didn't. And that is where the magic of life is. So allow yourself to be brought back into the heart. I'll tell you at the Sacred Spirit Retreat, which you're going to, the heart chakra activity is going to be next level. And I'm bringing in a Squamish Nation member to help me with it. And you will leave that space. Of course. You will leave that space remembering your heart and having your heart activated 1,000,000%. So I'm very excited for it. It was the first activity that came to my heart when I was planning out the retreat. And yeah, so another sign for Danielle here, your teacher, because the wolf, how many of you have given me readings that the wolf has come through? So what animal walks alongside us but the wolf? Oh, I feel my grandmother so much with me right now. So for those of you who don't know, I have a special connection to wolf energy because my grandmother grew up in a subarctic First Nations community called York Factory, Manitoba. And she was always terrified of wolves her whole life. And I actually have a jewelry tin of hers that has a wolf on it. And whenever people give me readings and my grandmother comes through, they're saying she has two wolves with her. And my husband's wedding ring, even before I woke up, before I was spiritual, actually has like two wolves on it. And so I have a really deep connection to wolf spirit, wolf energy. So we have Mother Mary walking with us from the angelic realms, from the four-legged, we have wolf energy walking with us. And this says protection, but the word that's coming up for me with wolf energy is loyalty. And each and every one of you have such a deep, centered, rooted sense of loyalty to this path, a sense of loyalty and ethic to the spirit world. And there's a spiritual reward with that that can't be quantified with human things. It's spiritual. It's a currency of spirituality. And spirit is saying, don't forget that loyalty that you have. And remember that that loyalty is reciprocated. It's a reciprocal energy with the spirit world. And again, this Mother Mary teaching about letting it in, right? Letting some of that reciprocal energy come in, because spirit is as loyal to you as you are the spirit world. And so even though sometimes it may feel like you are let down, or you are not being guided, or you're not being shown the next steps, that's not the case. There's a deeper teaching to things being harder to get clarity around, right? Teachings that you couldn't get if things were easy. And so just knowing that there is, like, you know, a wolf spirit walking alongside you. Wolves have incredible sight. They have incredible energy. They are very family orientated. They are, even though there are lone wolves, they're loyal to their partners forever. And if you can see the spirit world as a life partner for you, yeah, what's coming up is just around this loyalty, and the clarity will come, and, you know, the wolf eyes will open, and you'll be able to see through the dark, and you'll be able to see through the night. And so that's the message that's been coming up for this card with each and every one of you. So if you need, you know, a land companion, if you need, you know, we have the angelic realms. Yes, I'll show you the cards for sure. You know, we have an angelic realm guide that's helping us. And if you need something that's a little bit more 3D, something that's down here, we got the wolf energy following us and supporting us through this month as well. And so, yeah, I think too, an overall theme that spirit just really wants to bring through for a message for you guys is around, I don't know, not feeling left behind, not feeling like you're out here on a limb on your own, and that you are being divinely guided, even if you can't see, feel, hear it. Can you know it? Can you lean into the cognizance of that fact? And all your, the loyalty that you have provided to your path and to your own spirit will not go unnoticed. And there is a divine currency at play that is bringing you wealth that humanity can't quantify. And is that enough? Can you accept that?